Carries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong?
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we also live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruz. If you have a call that you want to make to myself and our guest, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with me is Melissa Burnett. Sometimes she goes by Rock Candy. Sometimes she goes, I call her Hot Brown after the sandwich. And now I'm going to call her Exceptional Engineer because she's taking this place apart. My God.
I know. I came in here instead of wrecking shop. Well, there's pieces missing. There's headphones.
Yeah, that's what I work in.
Yeah.
That's what you make me work in. Purple padded cell.
I don't make you. I at least am trying to fix
this
it.
This is what is provided for me.
Horrible working conditions and North Korean equipment.
The purple.
I love the purple. It's purple and sparkly. It's my favorite.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You know, if I did like LSD, I'd maybe enjoy it. But since I don't do LSD,
I love to tell people when they ask me what I do for a living. I love to tell people I talk to myself in a room full of purple padded walls. So it's true. It's very true.
Yeah, I'm sent to my corner with a purple padded room wall, you know,
exactly.
An hour, 4 days a week.
With everything that doesn't work and a microphone hanging off its thing.
But
and
the road construction is over.
Yes, I'm just waiting for them to open the dang road, Dave, Mayor.
That's a contractor, Madam President. Did you like the crosswalk that I put in there?
Yes, absolutely. And I loved how you handled that, too. Total Pruz moment, and that sometimes is just how you have to get things done, right? You come in, you say, is this needed? They say yes, okay, done. Done deal. I don't have time for the arguments. I don't have time to sort this out. This is what the school district says they need. This is what the other people, businesses around here say they need.
The plans said they were going to be in there.
Yep, so just do it.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, and here's the thing. So working on Fifth Avenue, I've been at this building, at this place for, I want to say, 6-7 years now that I've been around here. And I watch the buses come blazing down the road. I watch vehicle after vehicle, teachers in the morning, the admin that are here, you know, going to the school district building. It's a consistent battle of people driving, trying to get to work by 8, and then the admin and teachers trying to get into the building by 8. And it's just a really kind of sketchy, dangerous situation that can amount here on Fifth Avenue. So the crosswalk is great and an awesome addition to our road here, and it'll make things safer and it'll actually cause people to slow down, because that is not just a crosswalk. That is a speed bump, sir.
That's an elevated crosswalk.
Yes, and I love
it. That is 5 feet wide.
Yes, and so it makes people slow down. You're not going to go barreling over that. You're going to get some air if you do.
Yeah, you know, I show up and there's 15 people there.
Yeah.
Like, holy cow.
Yeah, they brought everybody.
Yeah, and I just talked to the people that I needed to. You know, I first had Public Works, you know, this confirm it's here.
Yep.
It goes from sidewalk to sidewalk. It's only as high as the sidewalk.
Yep.
It's not 6 or 8 inches.
Yep.
The engineers were there.
Yep.
And, you know, I asked the school superintendent, is this something you want? And he said yes. And I asked your construction manager, was this in the original plans for construction?
And she said yes.
And then I asked her, is this a safety item that you need? And she
said
yes. And I said, it's in.
Yep.
And I said, we're done, and I walked away.
And you had it was in a day.
Yeah.
It was amazing watching them. Like, you said go, and they went. Yeah. And it was great. And so now we just need to finish the painting and, you know, open this thing back up. I want to use it.
That's not under my forte.
I know.
If it was, bam.
Bam, it'd be done. Well, you know, I also understand, you know, as much as I want to razz on it, that, you know, these crews, they're also handling several other projects that are wrapping up at the same time. So everything's got to kind of get finished and wrap up, and then the snow will fall.
First time I really spoke to your superintendent, too.
Yeah.
What did he think of me? Or what did he think of the situation?
He looked at me. He goes, okay, then. That's exactly his words. He goes, okay, then. I said, yep, that's how PRUS works.
This wasn't up for a debate.
Yeah. Well, we all have stuff to do, right? We're all busy. You got a workload. I've got a workload. He's got a workload. The public works. They've got a workload. Like, let's get everybody back to work and doing what they need to get done. Let's not waste time on this. Yes, you need it. Okay, done.
Yeah, we don't have to hold hands, sing kumbaya.
Yeah. You know, some of them wanted to.
The world, yeah.
Yeah, some of them definitely wanted to.
I could see that. And we just weren't going there.
The arguments. The arguments that were starting were kind of great to eavesdrop on. Because, man, there was a couple there. They were just going at it. And then you walked in and you said, done. And
then I walked away.
You walked away. Yeah, you didn't waste no time. You just walked away. All you saw was your back and bald head walking.
Good walking, Prues.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what was funny was everybody still stuck around for about 10 minutes or whatever, and they were all like chit-chatty or whatever. And I looked at Luke and I was like, well, I got to go back to work. He's like, yeah, me too. We don't need to talk about this.
Glad to be of service to
you. Yes, done deal.
Yeah, thank you for having the superintendent out there. And when it came to me, I said, hold it. I need to have the school district involved.
Yeah.
You know,
we're this concerns them.
We're having this internal debate, but it's for you guys.
Yeah.
So I immediately gave you the call.
Yep.
And said, have the superintendent there. And
said, I got him there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I called him right away. I was like, hey, the mayor needs you. This is in regards to the crosswalk and, you know, part of the
road construction.
Yeah, and I said, you know, I think half of the council is not wanting to put it in and the other half does. So PRUS needs you there to make the final decision. And he goes, okay. And, you know, he cleared a schedule for me, and it was really awesome. A big kudos to our new superintendent. For everything, you know, if there is, I have yet to find one thing that we have brought to him that he hasn't said okay and then followed back up with us on. You know, we bring a concern and he is there, or he clears his schedule. You know, he cleared a schedule to be able to meet with you. He cleared a schedule yesterday to be able to meet with a couple of us for the ad hoc resolutions committee. Mm-hmm. You know, he's very effective.
Adaptable.
Yeah, and I very much appreciate that. So I, you know, it's more and more and more, I'm very happy with our choice and who we hired for our superintendent. So
it's great to hear.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have to bring up something bad.
Uh-oh.
Your football team.
Oh. Do we got to do this right now?
Oh, yeah. And let's just say, what did you send me this morning? Paybacks are...
Or
hell, honey.
So I sent you a lovely meme with a guy who had this massive head, like massive head, and had a big old cowboy star on his forehead, and it said Cowboys fans after the one win.
That was good.
It was good. I laughed. I figured you laughed.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you didn't text back, but I figured that was because you were saving it for when you got here. And you did. And you did.
Yeah.
Wasted no time. I come in the lobby, and there you were, and it was immediate. I was like, ah.
I'm consistent.
Yes. Well, you know, it's you got to talk a lot of smack when you also have a bad team. So
that's all you got.
That's all I got.
Smack. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I told
all
her
I got.
That this morning. I said, that's all you got. You know, you got nothing else. You got to do it. It gets you through the day.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's not like my team fared any better. I mean, we took on the 49ers and lost like 40-9 or something. It was disgusting. Like, really? Tomlin?
And it was at your own three-row stadium or your own field.
Oh, I know. We're in a growing year, okay? We've been in a growing year for like 3 to 5 years. So it's one day we'll figure it out. Maybe we'll get a decent quarterback. Maybe we'll get some, you know, decent offense and defense that can actually maneuver and work together. I think that's the biggest of our problems.
True.
We don't.
I don't follow
yeah,
you. So.
No, in my opinion, it's been a long time since the Steelers have truly worked as a team. Truly. You see a lot of one-offs. You see a lot of individuality. But like the team aspect, it just, in my opinion, it's falling apart. You know, at least the Cowboys, they work as a team and they lose as a team. I mean, at least you guys got that going for you, so.
I have an announcement to make.
Uh-oh.
Fairbanks, Melissa here is my relief pitcher.
Yes. Nick.
Nick Nugent wasn't here, and I was worried about him.
Yeah, I was too.
And usually he's here 20 minutes to the
Did
hour.
Did he sleep in?
No, he had an issue that is fine now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But he's fine.
I'm glad you're fine, Nick.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're fine.
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah,
and
Nick.
You're on next Wednesday, Nick.
Yeah, Nick. Glad you're fine. Glad you, you know, stood us up like that.
Hey, be happier the relief pitcher here.
Yeah, there we go. I'm more entertaining.
You're on a roll this morning.
Love you, Nick.
You're on a roll. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. If you have a question or a comment, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. You can tell Melissa how good her football team is.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
So how's your memory? Can you remember this name? It's Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. It's pretty simple, but it's a name you want to be familiar with. You see, good plumbers, plumbers who can get to your problem quickly and do a top quality job, fixing it all at a reasonable price. Well, let's simply say they're scarce. Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical is quick to the problem. They're quick to the solution. And when you have no heat, or you have a bad plumbing leak, your HVAC isn't working, or your pipes are frozen, you want your problem fixed. So who do you call? I told you to remember the name. It's Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Boilers and water heaters, snow melt systems, of course, drain cleaning. They also own Victory Drains. And you'd be surprised how much more. So look, you don't have to try to remember the phone number. Just remember the name and look it up from there. One more time now. Say it with me. Living Waters. Right. Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Okay. Well done.
There's a new fleet of trucks beginning to join you on the road. Ones that will carry rock from the new Moncho Mine to the Kinross Mill at Fort Knox. The trucks have top-tier safety features and are built with disc brakes, cleaner, quieter exhaust, and secure covered loads. The trucks will support about 200 new jobs right here in the heart of Alaska and better utilize the mill at Fort Knox, securing an important economic anchor. Get more facts at justthefactsak.com.
It's finally here.
Football season?
No.
Hunting season?
Nuh-uh.
I know, pumpkin spice season.
Are you kidding me? No, it's Stumptember.
Stumptember?
Yeah, the month where you finally get those trees and stumps out of your yard before the snow flies.
So for Stumptember, I take down the tree?
Yeah. Just call Fairbanks Stump Grinders to get the job done efficiently, effectively, and affordably. So this Stumptember, call Fairbanks Stump Grinders, 45 Stump. And please, don't leave your Stumptember lights up all year again.
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
Mainly cloudy today with a high of 58. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Lows around 38 tonight, partly cloudy. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for isolated rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 57. Highs around 56 Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. 57, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Saturday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Myself and Hot Brown.
Hot Brown.
In the studio.
Rock candy. Have you heard my new liners?
No.
Yeah, I got a couple new liners that play over there on the river. Say rock candy now. She says she's hard, sticky, sweet. She's rock candy.
Wow.
And then another one says your favorite music on your favorite station with your favorite rock candy. I love it.
I like it. That's great.
Yeah. Just a couple. Mix it up a little bit.
There you go. How's the river going? You know, it's my favorite station.
I am very excited, actually. It's going, so most people know we lost Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
About a week and a half ago. Yeah. So originally, we thought Alice Cooper retired. We thought he was retiring and he was done. I mean, dude's old, you know. Of course, he deserves his retirement. No, that's not what happened. He said the mean thing out loud on the radio, and he got fired by the company that was holding his show. And so they went ahead and let him go. So the company sold to a younger generation.
What was the mean thing in reference to?
Transitioning and hormones.
Okay.
Anyway, he said the thing that a lot of people are thinking out loud, right? Really, what he said was that he didn't believe that children should be allowed to transition or take transitioning hormones until they were 18 or older.
Mm-hmm.
again, he said nothing wrong. That was all he said. He didn't expand on it. He didn't say anything hateful or disgusting with it, but they got rid of him.
Ready for a phone call?
Of course.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with David Perez and Rock Candy. How are, and your name is?
This is Ron, David.
Hello, Ron.
And in the quest for true trivia, I would simply point out that during their 3 out of 4 Super Bowl victory run in the early 90s, in the season after they won the first of those, the Cowboys dropped their first 2 games.
He's right.
You're giving her false hope. But that's so kind of you.
You're awesome, Ron.
You're welcome a caller at any time now from upper management. You're the best.
Ron's my
favorite. Anyone else want to suck up to Rock Candy? Just call in. Go ahead.
Tell her how much the Cowboys suck.
Yeah. Ron, what do you got going today?
Say again.
Ron, what do you got going today?
Well, I just finished replacing an indexer ring on a Dillon 650, which is a hair-raising experience for anyone. But other than that, I'm doing fine.
You should call in on Thursday with that experience. Laura would love that.
Boy.
You folks have a great day.
You too, Ron.
Ron. Bye. Oh, you got people.
I love that guy. He's so cool when he calls in.
I know. You have people that, you know, they're sending you the lifeline.
Yeah, they are. But, yeah, so back to Alice Cooper. Mm-hmm. So we thought he was retiring, but turned out the company had just let him go. But he got picked up by another company. So I'm very excited to announce that we will be bringing Nights with Alice Cooper back to the river. And I have never been more excited about that because, man, I didn't think he was that popular. I truly didn't. And till he was no longer there. And the amount of messages and the amount of people who are just like, whoa, where's Alice?
Yeah.
Has been incredible almost. Like the amount of people who have rallied behind Alice Cooper has.
I really like his program.
Yeah.
I really do.
If you look, I mean, I got chills and goosebumps just thinking about it. The people who have rallied behind him and then a company said, okay, the demand is for Nights with Alice Cooper. Let's bring him back.
You know, and he's. Just take the music that he plays and put it off to the side, which is great. But what he does, he tells you personal stories about the bands.
Yeah, and being on the road.
Or with him, with the band, and things like that. Mm-hmm. Knowledge about the band that he gives is just incredible.
It is, you know, and he's relatable, I think, is what it is. And especially with this thing that got him thrown off the air, you know, the one thing he said was that, like, you know, he remembers being young and how stupid he was and how many different decisions he made about his own personal, you know, self that, like, and that's why he expanded on the fact that just...
Wait till you're 18.
Yeah, wait till you're 18. I mean, there was nothing wrong with that. So, no, Alice is great, and I'm super thrilled that we're going to get him back. And so it'll just be a week or two of some music at night, and then Nights with Alice Cooper going to come back to us, and I'm so ready to get him on.
Yeah, a good friend of mine, her daughter transitioned to a boy, but she made sure that, you know, gone through discussions and waited till she was 18. And now a very nice male has arisen.
Yeah.
And think the world of the guy. And,
Yeah, it's just one of those things. You know, I didn't mean to turn it into that, but it is one of those things. It's like this kind of situation is something that really does alter you chemically, compoundly, all of it. It does everything to your body.
And as a school district board member, you make sure that anything that the children in your school are doing, the parents know about.
Yeah, absolutely.
As they should.
Absolutely, as they should. As they should. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, parents should be aware of what's going on and whatever. So that's where I'm at with it.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, it was one win. Get off yourself.
you opened up the street corner girl. You did.
Who was it that you took on again?
we beat down the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Who do you got this weekend?
For teams playing, I don't know.
Don't know
because
after that last loss, I can understand why.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't look into it. Actually, we're taking on the Browns.
Hot Brown,
we're taking on the Browns and then the Raiders.
They look good this weekend.
Yeah, they didn't look too shabby. So we did not look good. So, which was crazy because I thought, you know, we didn't look terrible in preseason. So I was like, okay, rough starting point, but we've got place to grow. No, we got no place to grow.
What do you got planned for the weekend?
I am actually heading off to Anchorage. I have a conference going on for the Alaska Association of School Boards. So AASB is having a Alaska Reads conference seminar going on down there for Saturday and Sunday. So I'm going to fly out Friday night and go down to Anchorage for the weekend and join in on the Alaska Reads Act seminar and find out all I can about this new way to, you know, kind of lean into literacy and fix reading in our school district and try to put an emphasis on getting back those academics that we need, the reading, the writing, the math, you know, and this is where it starts with reading. So there's a real big focus on literacy this year, and I'm really excited about it for
our
students.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. So going to go find out all I can, ask all the questions I can when it comes to the Alaska Reads Act, and so that's what I've got going on.
What are some of the upcoming debate events?
For the election tonight, there's actually one over at the Mayan Palace. The Republican Women of Fairbanks are hosting one for the Borough Assembly candidates, the City Council, and School Board as well. I do believe that starts at 5 or 5:30 at the Mayan Palace, so you can go check that out. League of Women Voters is coming. There's also going to be a one at the North Pole Hotel, North Pole.
Oh, good.
That'll be also kind of hosted by the Republican people. They're going to be having all the candidates out there as well. So another opportunity to kind of go see all the conservative candidates. And so Legal Women West Valley is coming up. That's always a real big one, the West Valley Forum. That one, speaking from experience, that one is fun. It's hard, but it's fun. It's the students' chance to come and ask about anything that they are curious about, what they want to know about your run for school board. And so you get to go and sit there and answer their questions. And, you know, I've actually heard somebody said to me the other day, well, why would somebody want to go do that? Why would somebody want to go do the West Valley Forum? Well, here's why. Because those are our future voters. Mm-hmm. And this is an opportunity for them to get a taste of it, first off, and learn something for their civics and governments classes.
You know, last year I went to every forum.
Yeah. I did too.
And a lot of people avoid, if you're a liberal, you avoid the conservative ones.
No, you go.
Yeah, you
go.
But I went to every one.
Yeah.
I went to every
one. So did I. Yep, so did
I. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you don't, you can go to, if you're conservative, you can go to the conservative ones. If you're more Democrat,
you go to both
because you're shutting yourself out is really what you're doing by not breaching that other side and looking at things from a different perspective. How do you know?
A voter has the right to know how you feel.
Yeah, absolutely. And they also need to be, in my opinion, fully educated when it comes to voting. So just because you side with this one, how do you know you don't agree with something some of these ones are saying? You need to know what everybody stands for.
Yeah. You know, one of my, in the campaign, one of my priorities, I was looking, you know, yesterday I had an IT guy in my real estate office. So just fooling around on my phone and I Googled myself.
Yeah.
Oh, man. A lot of material there.
Yeah, right.
And so I pulled up this interview with KTVF Channel 11. And they had both myself and Valerie on it. And they showed myself first going, and one of my priorities was the third ambulance, and we got the third ambulance, and what that has done for the ambulance crews. It's not mayhem they have no time downtime now. It's much better managed.
Yeah,
it just is so important. So I was able to look on something and say, yeah, that's right, that was a priority of mine. And then you say to yourself, God, we're already past that, you know, we've got that, you know, what's next?
Yeah, no, you fulfilled what you said you would. So it's absolutely amazing. And, you know, I appreciate what you've done for the police and fire there on the city council. I really do.
It's a lot of fun. They're great people.
They really, truly are. And they do some great things here in our community. And we need more people to be behind them. So,
yeah, it's interesting, you know, the genre behind being a police officer now with a national frown on it.
Yep.
So that pool of available candidates has really shrunk.
Yep, absolutely.
And we're all fighting for them.
Yep. It used to be a thing. People used to want to be a police officer. Not so much anymore. And it just, we need to get that pullback.
So the question for you is, did you put in the bumper music?
Not today.
I can tell.
Enough
Fairbanks,
said.
We're going to have you some L.A. Doors women bumper music here. And we're going to have some Fox News, state news, commercials, weather, and we'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
John Saucier, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy launching that impeachment inquiry into President Biden. The Speaker says his Republican colleagues want answers to important questions.
You have all these questions, and to be able to get the answers to those questions, you're going to have to subpoena certain documents.
But Democratic Representative Pete Aguilar rejects the Republican claims that this is going to give them more access to Biden administration records.
Kevin McCarthy can call it anything he wants, but it doesn't give any additional powers to the Republican Congress whatsoever.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney announcing on X and via a video statement he is not going to be running for re-election in 2024. Former presidential candidate and governor of Massachusetts, citing age as one of the reasons he's not running. He is 76 years old. This creates a wide open contest for Utah, a state that heavily favors Republicans. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily Newsminer reports the Carlson Center's ice rink will receive a $5.5 million overhaul after the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly Finance Committee approved a bid last Thursday night. The massive project was awarded to Richard Stanton Construction and will include replacement of the ice rink and its refrigeration system. The existing ice rink will be demolished. Funding was earmarked in the borough's capital improvement program, according to Corey Beal, the borough's chief procurement officer. About $75,000 in funding was provided through donations. Borough engineer Jeremy Sparger said the Carlson Center ice rink's existing refrigeration system is at least 30 years old, though no major failures have occurred to date. But after 30 years of this type of system, it's about time to replace it, Sparger said. He added that the current type of refrigeration, R22, is being phased out following an Environmental Protection Agency ban on its import and production because it contributes to the damage of the Earth's ozone layer. Sparger said construction should start in May of 2024 and be completed by October.
Live online at KFAR660.com.
The change of season means it's time for a change of equipment at Craig Taylor. The Honda lineup of snowblowers is ready for whatever winter brings. The Honda snowblowers at Craig Taylor include tracked or wheeled options with gas or electric power. Your new Honda snowblower will clear 32 inches with a throwing distance 56 feet. New stock is coming in now, so buy off the floor or reserve yours today. Craig Taylor Equipment, South Cushman at Van Horn.
You know that the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center prides itself in having the best qualified professional and licensed audiologists in the state. They're proud to announce the addition of Dr. Alexandria Jackson to their team. Dr. Jackson hails from Texas and is passionate about helping patients with hearing and balance dysfunction challenges, and she specializes in diagnosis of both adult and pediatric patients. She joins the experts and medical professionals at the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center, where they can help you with your hearing loss. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have in the studio here with me, Melissa Burnett, and we're just talking about family lineage and family history and enjoying ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, she was just berating me on my history, and but that's okay. That's okay.
That's what I do.
You know, my dad ran for mayor in 1952.
Yeah.
You know, 70 years later, I did the same thing. You know, like father, like son, family lineage.
Family
there
lineage.
There you go. This is a few generations apart.
Well, you know, I didn't know her, and I didn't ever get a chance to meet her, but I guess I'm kind of following in the same lines as my husband's Aunt Ruth, so.
Yes, you are.
You know, it's that's
great a great lady. A great lady.
Yeah, that she, you know, I've heard a lot about her. I hear a lot of stories all the time, and if I could, when I grow up, I want to be like her, so.
Well, you can be like her. You just don't have to grow up.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. That'd be the better part.
So, hockey season for you. You are the consummate hockey mom.
Yeah, and it's expensive this year.
It's expensive every year. It's time-consuming every year. That's a total family commitment.
That's okay.
To get your kids on the ice.
I got to come knock on your door for a sponsorship, so I'll just ask you on the air.
Oh, man. You know, there's two that I sponsor.
Yeah.
Yours?
Yep.
And Steve Thompson's.
Yeah.
Those are the two that I sponsor.
Yeah. And that's awesome.
And every Girl Scout cookie seller that I see.
Yeah, and every Girl Scout cookie.
Oh, man.
Boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
You're a horrible person. Oh, my God.
What's really great about hockey this year, though, is so the kids. So what's funny is as a hockey mom,
mm-hmm.
I've been in it for 6 years now. And I've always looked at the older kids, right? I've always seen the older kids. I'm like, man, I do not ever want to be one of those older kids on those older teams, and that is too much. And now here we are. We are on the 16U Tier 2 team. My kid is one of those hockey dorks that runs around town in their little hockey uniforms, and it's like, okay, my kid is one of those now. But you know what? This year, we have got a really nice team, and it's such a just a breath of fresh air from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know what, there's going to be some big things that happen on the ice with those kids, and they are just, they're incredible, and it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be a fun season.
That's why you play the sport.
That's why we play the sport, yeah.
That's exactly it's, why you play the sport.
Yeah, it's they are incredible, so it's going to be a fun time, even though, you know, we're paying $8,000 this year, so. We're traveling to Vegas. We're going to Seattle. He's looking at San Jose now. Like, they're in it. Yeah, they're in it deep.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're like, fundraising mom time.
Yeah, fundraising mom time. Well, and he's going to play high school, so there's that.
Oh, my God. Hello, my name is Rock Candy, and you will never see me.
Yeah, exactly. Between school board and hockey, you will never see my face. I will be...
You know, but that's what I like. I like walking down the hall because I know you're going to be there about 10:30, 10:45. Yep. You know, yep. I know you're doing something in there, so I get to pop in, have a few comments, talk about the world, come over to my purple padded cell, warm up the North Korean equipment.
You know, it's funny, as we do, we always have that little chat session. We complain about something or talk about something, yeah, figure out how things are going. Like, no, it's awesome. I like working here. It's awesome.
It's very, the way you've all accepted me, you know, I know I'm part-time proves, but what the heck.
And we all curse you when you leave,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
we're like, damn that proves.
Yeah, I get my hour and 15 minutes here, and I'm gone. And, you know, my day is complete. I've ruffled every feather here.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm good. You know, there's certain things I'm good at.
Ruffling feathers is one of them, but I'm good at that, too. So
I like going after Perry.
Perry is fun to go after. Perry is...
So easy.
Yeah, he plays into it very well.
Yeah.
And he's always got a comeback. You know, he's...
Well, I went into... Now, don't get mad.
Yeah.
Don't get mad.
Uh-huh.
I was... Okay.
Uh-huh.
I walk into his office yesterday, and I said, you're throwing your life away. He looked at me strange. I go, you're the best radio DJ in the world. You're my favorite. And you spend your time doing capitalistic pig business instead of that?
You called him your favorite?
I said, don't get mad.
Oh.
It was just to
put the I said, don't get mad so you can't get mad.
You know, you said you wouldn't get mad. You said you wouldn't get mad.
I'm not mad, but
you know, if anyone hears some breaking bones, call 911 and tell them at 529 Fifth Avenue the mayor is getting traumatized.
The mayor has been traumatized by Rock Candy.
Yeah, it's not going to be
Chief
pretty.
Doopy.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
He'd be like, no, I'm not touching that one. That's exactly what Doopy would say.
I know it. Goodness gracious.
Oh, so funny.
Oh, man. So funny. But anyway, that's life.
Yeah. So what do you have going on this weekend?
Just stuff. You know, I'm going to be cooking. Well, I've got people coming over tomorrow night for dinner. Then I'm going to go out to dinner with a nice person on Friday night. Then
nice.
On Saturday night, I'm cooking some ribs for Saturday night.
Yeah.
And Sunday, me and my buddy Rob, we're going to go to the Ivory Jacks and watch football.
Nice.
We've not done that. And, you know, Dallas plays the 12 o'clock game, and his team, Philadelphia, plays the morning game. So we can watch that at his house. And I don't get, you know, the TV channels. And so then we can either have the Eggs Benedict breakfast or a really good lunch while we watch Dallas play.
I'd go with the really good lunch. Yeah.
I love Eggs Benedict.
I do. Yeah. No, that's good.
You know,
good.
I love Eggs Benedict. You know, I know I'm an Eggs Benny fan.
No,
fool
so
fan.
You said something. And I wanted
to say many things.
Yes. Well, I wanted to jump on this wagon for a second because you said something. You said, I don't have any other channels. You know how difficult it is to get a football game this year?
Yeah.
OMG.
Everyone,
like,
It's all streamed.
It's all streamed, so it's all on streaming services now. So everything is an app. And it's not all on one. So you'll get, like my Steelers, they'll be playing on Hulu this coming Monday. Mm-hmm. But they played on Peacock on this past week.
Yeah, I think I get Thursday Night Football because now it's going to start being on Prime.
Yeah.
And I get Prime.
Prime, Peacock, and Hulu. Those are the three. And you got to jump between the three to watch your games. And I'm sitting here going, you know, you used to just be able to turn on Fox, you used to just be able to turn on, you know, Channel 2, Channel 8, Channel 17, whatever the channels were, and you turn them on and you get your football games, you know, ABC, NBC, Fox, that's where you got your games. Now it's which, and I get that Peacock and all that's NBC and whatever, but like, why do we got to have
pain
all
in the backside.
Yeah, just give us our channels. Whatever happened to local TV and things we didn't have to.
Yes, Commissioner Melissa.
Oh, I swear, I know.
Yeah, so this last Sunday, me and Rob, my buddy, he's a big, you know, he's from Philadelphia.
I love Rob. Yeah, he's great.
He's a Philly, you know, he's
Philly guy through and through.
And here I'm the Dallas fan, and we're best of friends. And so we go over to, his team had won. His team had beaten the New England Patriots. And so it's my turn, you know, the 4:25 game, 4:20 game. Unique time to have a game.
Yeah, 4:20. Right, 4:20.
Yeah. So we went over to Tony's Sports Bar. I'd never been over there to watch a game.
Okay.
And just had a great time.
Yeah, I love Tony's.
And JD, the owner.
He's great.
He's there. He's out hunting the Nahuatl now. But just, it was just a lot of fun, very festive. They have breakfast there. Mm-hmm. They have a great Mom's Kitchen. The people run that. Just great food.
You know what I love about Tony's Sports Bar? The fact that the owners are very visible.
Yeah.
They're so involved in our community. They sponsor so many great things here. Yeah. The races, all of the festivities and concerts we do. They always bring a mobile bar out.
Yep.
You know, they're
a lot of fun.
Yeah, they are a lot of fun. And Jory and JD are very, very, very visible.
Yeah.
You cannot walk into the Spur without seeing one of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly right.
Yeah. It's one of them is always there. One of them is always running the show.
I don't go to the Spur. I go to
the Tony Sports Bar side. Yeah. But, you know, it's one of them is always there.
Yeah.
And Tony's, you know, people confuse it because they're like, oh, that's the Spur and it's a big old club and whatever. Well, yeah. Okay. On that side, sure. But Tony's Sports Bar is real chill and real awesome. And they, you know, they play some little rock and roll in there. Some nights they got some Latin stuff going. But it's very chill. They've got the big screen TVs. You've got Mom's Kitchen. You know, it's really, the bartenders there are amazing. Kat is my favorite. She's so great. Mm-hmm. You know, a great atmosphere there, especially to watch football. I mean, that's the thing. You saw, and you see all the people now, all the bars, they're posting, come watch football on our big screen TVs.
Yeah. Yeah. Another place I enjoy going is the Banks.
Oh, yeah. That's a good place, too.
Yeah. And, you know, so again, I don't have the TV channels.
You ready for a shameless plug for the Banks?
Do it.
So this Friday, 50/50 Fridays, KFARradio.com. You can click on that 50/50 banner right there. And if you're on your phone, just turn it sideways. But Banks Ale House, it's on sale for 50/50 Fridays on Friday.
Fairbanks, how was that for a purposeful segue?
There you go.
That was
amazing. Yeah. You set that up so well, I walked right into it.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, $50 gift certificates though, $25. I mean, you can't beat it. 9 a.m. There you go.
But I've never been out to Ivory Jacks to watch the football
game. Yeah, I've never watched football out there either.
So looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. And, you know, Dick and Joni, great people.
You're again, always also visible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And great food, great
good
service.
Good Bloody Marys.
And most, yeah.
Good well, Bloody I, Marys.
I don't really particularly.
You're like, I don't like Bloody Marys.
Well, you know, it's Bloody Mary for me is a good way to flavor my olives.
Okay, there you go.
You know, and I don't drink a martini either.
Well, their Bloody Marys are more like a meal, so
yeah,
you know, and that's what I like. I go for the meal and the drink. It's like a two for the deal. I'm not too hungry, but I will eat the meal that is on top of that glass because they can put some stuff in it.
There you go, and so I enjoy there, and I also Fender's is really good. They have both a breakfast menu and an afternoon menu now.
Yeah,
before this through the day they had the breakfast menu, but now they They've really opened up. They have great food there.
Great food. So great. Their Firebird, their War Pig, definitely have those.
War Pig, you know. Ozzie, come on.
Yes, exactly. They also give you like...
I'm not calling you a name War Pig.
I know.
I'm not going there.
No, you are not.
Hot Brown. That's my sandwich name for you.
Which they don't do one of those, but they have other great, amazing sandwiches, and they have great drinks there. They have great desserts, too. So Fender's is awesome. And they're again, you want to talk about visibility when it comes to businesses and owners and visibility. Again, Fender's is another one of those. Gabby is behind the bar. She's in her husband is the cook. You know, they're always there. They're always around saying hi to everybody, make sure everybody's great. I mean, you really want good locality and good owners who want to, you know, make sure you're having a good experience. Places like that, Fender's, Tony's, you know, they're all Ivory Jack's. I mean, we have several of them out there.
And also the Salties.
Oh, yeah. Salties, too. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Great place to watch a game.
Yeah.
And so is on University Avenue.
Oasis. Oh, that's a great place.
Yeah.
They got good corned beef hash, and they make it homemade. Oh, it's so yummy. So yummy. You don't get better hash than that. I'm just saying.
Don't tell me how you really feel.
Well, you know,
what excites you, Hot Brown?
Corned beef hash from Oasis. Bring me some.
Yo, hash lady.
Hash lady.
And I don't mean the stuff you smoke, no.
No, it's the stuff you eat.
Yeah.
The stuff from Oasis, it's really good.
Yeah, and they have the TVs there, and they have good bar.
Good atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah, good bartenders.
They really, and Fairbanks has, we do have those locations out if you do not have the streaming capabilities, because I'm just not going to spend.
I'm not downloading 8 more apps.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I'm already paying so much for all these other apps. Like, I'm way past what my cable bill ever was in these apps.
You know, my streaming bill is about $35 a month.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Mine's about $110.
And when it got to, about $120 a month on GCI cable, I said, that's it. I cut the cable.
Yep. And I've cut my cable, but now I've got Hulu, and I've got Disney Plus, and I've got Netflix, and I've got Peacock, and I've got Paramount and Paramount Plus, and because
because they
do that to you. You know, you get trapped in a show like Yellowstone. I love me some Yellowstone. They went Peacock, they went Paramount Plus, and now they're over on stinking something else now. And
I've not watched one show of the Kardashians.
Yeah, no.
Nor have I watched one show of Yellowstone.
You need to watch Yellowstone.
You're right, but I don't. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you my sign-ins, and hopefully they don't tap you on it, like Netflix does.
Oh God, yeah, I have Netflix, Prime, and this is the.
And I got Prime. Yeah, everybody's got Prime. Prime's awesome.
Yeah.
You can get anything you need.
I just have the Disney Channel, but due to political considerations, I told them to go to where to go.
I did the same thing as well for a few months there, but then my son started getting into, you know, Spider-Man and Pirates of the Caribbean and stuff like that, and they conveniently located all that stuff over on Disney Plus and took it off of Hulu. So I do pay for Disney Plus at the moment for the kids, but every day it's like, I need to get rid of this.
And the third season of the, Star Wars guy, not the Star Wars guy, but the other guy.
The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Mando.
I just wasn't getting into the third season. That's what I really went to the Disney Channel for.
Yeah.
And since I wasn't into the Mandalorian, I'm not into the Marvel comics. I'm just not into all those movies that they own, that they have.
Yep.
I'm not into it.
Right. Makes sense.
So, and my third season Mandalorian just wasn't into it. So there was nothing, nothing else for me to do, so...
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, sayonara, save the money.
I do agree with that with the Mando with that third season. Yeah. It was brutal.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. Some of us are going to have some Dr. Phil time to recover from the bad season of The Mandalorian. And when we come back, we'll have a better attitude.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Sometimes driving year-round in Alaska is more like maneuvering through an obstacle course than driving on actual roads. Snow and ice, water, gravel, and damaged roads? Ride the Bridgestone AT Revo 3 from GCR Tires and Service. Alaska proven, Alaska tough. The Bridgestone Dueler AT Revo 3 for your light truck, SUV, and CUV delivers a dominating off-road performance and a quietly civilized ride on the road. Buy yours at GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys, taming the Alaskan road. Van Horn at Cushman.
Guys, it's time to start taking care of your health. Right now, men all over town are raving about Fairbanks Urology.
I just had a vasectomy done by Dr. Nima here at Fairbanks Urology. I can't say how happy I am with the procedure and the service that I received here. The improvement to my life is just tremendous. Seriously consider if you need a vasectomy coming here to get it done. They will take care of your every need.
Make the call today, 328-0989 for Fairbanks Urology.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway. Toyotomi oil heaters have warmed interior Alaska homes for decades. Efficient, quiet, and reliable. Buy yours today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR weather.
Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 58. Winds out of the east around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 38. Chance for isolated showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 57. Cloudy. That's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Melissa Burnett is in the studio with me. The Hot Brown, the Rock Candy.
The Rock Candy.
The exterminator of all equipment in here.
Man, breaking everything.
You touch it and bam. You got parts and pieces all over the place.
Oh, somebody lost my screw to the other microphone in here. So I'm like, well, who did that? And like, just let it.
You couldn't find it.
No, I looked everywhere. Yeah. I was everywhere in this.
I saw you're doing. I started looking for you. Go, no, it's not over there.
Yeah, the floor is clean. I'm like, well, where did that go? I mean, that's fine. Like at home, you know, my biggest pet peeve when my kids break something, I was like, okay, if you break it, okay. But like, bring me the pieces all together so I can fix it. Like, if you break my microphones, just say something and then I can replace the part. No big deal. These little things come unscrewed easily.
Fairbanks, we had a moment during the break to get our chi together. And we talked about lawn mowing.
Yes. Yes, it's that time of year.
It is.
If you don't do it now, you ain't doing it because your grass will be too wet.
Yep. So.
Yeah.
Tonight, I will be doing lawn mowing.
Yep, that'll be me tonight as well. I've got to. And I got corgis, so like my grass is a little tall right now. So like I get woken up rudely in the mornings by wet corgis. The husband let them out and brought them back in, and then they come toppling on top of me. And I'm like, oh, wet bellies. Time to cut the grass.
There you go. Sadly, this weekend is also the last day of the farmer's market.
Yes. People are going to hate me for this one. I'm thrilled. I live on Caribou Way. And I love the farmers market. Yeah. I think it's amazing. All the vendors that are there, mm-hmm. everything about it, absolutely amazing. I hate the parking.
The driving around.
The driving, the way people fly 70 miles an hour down College Road. You've got people trying to cross. So apparently there's going to be a crosswalk put in. So something happened, and so now they own that lot, and they're going to turn into a parking lot that's at the end there, and they're going to put in a crosswalk. But that's not going to be enough, and I'm going to fight for more.
This is what gets me. They have enough if they... If
they have enough area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they just spend their own money and do it.
Yeah. They want to put it on the government, seems like.
Exactly.
They want to put it on the government. They want the government to do it. Yeah. And so they want the government to pay for it. They want the borough to pay for it. And so the borough is paying for this the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that's not enough, and this is what I got told, when that's not enough, then what you need to do is write to the legislatures and say, okay, now we need federal funding for a stoplight. And it's like, okay, but if we really truly thought this out to begin with, we could just do it all in one.
Yeah, or just expand the parking area.
Yeah, expand the parking area that you have.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree with that full-heartedly. I think it's insane that they don't utilize it, and it really is a problem back there. Again, I love the farmers market and I love everything about it except for the patrons and how it all turns out. Yeah. They park in front of people's driveways, they leave their trash everywhere, they don't leave room for emergency vehicles to get down the road. People barrel 70 miles an hour down College Road, and that's every day. People, mm-hmm. I mean, I've been guilty of such. It happens, you know.
Far be it for me to ever speed.
Oh, yeah, of course not. Never. Not once. But, you know, it's a very dangerous location for the farmer's market to be with the way it is right now.
Yeah.
So something needs to be done, whether they expand their parking or put in a stoplight. I wouldn't be opposed to a stoplight there. Give us a dang stoplight so that you, because the people turning left, the people trying to get in and out of the residential neighborhood right there, it's almost impossible. You can't go down to University turning left out of Caribou Way. It's not going to happen on a farmer's market day. Just does not happen. There is too much congestion there from people trying to turn into the farmer's market. So a stoplight would help if they don't want to utilize and spend the money to a parking lot.
Yeah, but stop.
Now hold it and just stop.
And no stoplight because, look it, this is only for 4 months out of the year, 2 days a week.
The fair is only 2 weeks of the year and they have a stoplight.
That's at the intersection of Aurora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just
that's a major intersection.
Yeah, no, I get it. Something needs to change.
They didn't put a stoplight there because the fair was there. No. They put a stoplight there because College Road is very busy and you have to go across College Road to turn left.
Well, with the consideration of the farmers market, something needs to happen. Not a stoplight,
Borough.
Yeah.
Go give them the money for their parking lot expansion on their own property.
On their own property.
If you want to waste money, you're wasting money, first of all.
Yeah.
So this would waste it correctly.
Yeah. Well, and they bought property that there was a good amount of people that were in the neighborhoods that came for public comment against that. We don't want a parking lot.
Yeah, you're putting commercial and residential.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. You were putting commercial into residential, and that is it's thank you for again making our problem worse with emergency vehicles.
Yeah.
Again, we have our neighborhood I would not consider to be young. Our neighborhood has a lot of elderly folk in it, has a lot of people who have grown families. There's not a lot of small kids in my neighborhood. It's a lot of elderly people. Ambulances, I'd say an ambulance probably comes in that neighborhood once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And what if that happens to fall on a farmer's market day when you guys got it all congested? I mean, and that's, I say that rhetorically, but it's been a problem for a really long time, and I don't think they fully thought that through. So I have issues with it.
Tell me how you really feel.
Yeah, that's how I really feel.
You know, I'm just telling people to go there for the last time of the season.
You're
giving me a beat down. Boy, I no wonder why this equipment breaks.
Yeah, please enjoy it. The last day of the season. I'm very stoked that the last day is coming.
Yeah, there you go.
Very stoked.
Why, thank you for that invitation. But it's also, you know, they have great things that from the roots, you know, like
yes.
the potatoes.
Oh, absolutely.
Radishes.
Absolutely.
Carrots. It's just great.
That's honey bakery, I think, is what they called. The mom and pop that do the sweet rolls and whatever. It's so great. You got Jason there who does all the pot holders and aprons.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's
some good talented artisans.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you got Hot Diggity Dogs there.
Yeah.
You want a really good hot dog. Hey.
You want some kettle corn?
Yeah.
Oh, Annie's kettle corn is so good. You know, there's all kinds of things there. So
it does get that way.
It does.
So who do you play this weekend? The Browns?
Yeah, unfortunately. It's probably not going to be a good shakedown for us. I have no, you know, Tomlin just needs to get his stuff together and needs to get a decent quarterback, and he needs to actually take control of his team and say, hey, we're a team. Let's work together.
There you go. That should be fun. And so you're going down to Anchorage this weekend.
Yep, ASB. I'm looking forward to it. I have really wanted to learn all there is to know about the Alaska Reads Act and figure that out. And there's a lot of questions that a lot of districts have. There's teacher training. There's we bought books and implemented books before the teachers got their training. And we did, you know, there's other things involved with this that we have a lot of questions, too, that kind of have been left open-ended. So it'll be a great weekend to get those questions answered. And then the focus is back on election season, October 3rd. Remember, please remember, get out there and vote. Come to these forums. They are posted all over the News Miner. Tonight, Mayan Palace, you can find one for the conservative candidates. League of Women is coming. West Valley is coming. Chamber is coming. It's please get out there. Learn about our candidates. Get out and vote.
Make an informed decision.
Make an informed decision and get out and vote October 3rd.
Fairbanks, that's our show for today. Hot Brown, thank you. And we're going to have some L.R.O. Smith, Love in an Elevator, which I do approve.
Yes.
That was from you.
That was from me.